young, but can't keep it fair, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, that was pretty close. That would have been a really good piece.
Yeah, probably would have been in there with an easy double if that stays fair.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll have to go it again. 1-2, the count. And the pitch. This one is chased, swung on and blooped into right field. That's going to fall on the grass. And Young will have a single.
I want to say that I've seen a lot of hitters today going the opposite way, and that's really good to see on young hitters. That's not really how it goes.
Trevor, say his last name again, Nate. Thorbon, yep. So the Braves are. Braves are going to send up some pinch hitters now, so we'll have to rely on Jack doesn't leave me a lineup card because he knows everybody, so we'll have to rely on Nate Belville as he brings the. Can I keep this? You need it, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a picture quick. That way we don't have to. Jack knows all these guys by heart, and I still don't recognize them all, so. So Thorbon takes a ball for his first pitch. As Posh comes set, swung on and fouled over the first base dugout. Yeah, even that last one, I think it looked like that was a breaking ball, and Young maybe got fooled on it, but stuck with it long enough just to drop it into right for a base hit. Nice piece of two-strike hitting there as Thorbon takes a strike, and it's 1-2. And the pitch swung on and popped this one to the right side. The first baseman isn't going to be able to get there. It falls, picks it up, throws it second. They're going to get Young on the force. Young was kind of stuck in a position where he really didn't have a good option there, Hector. He kind of wasn't sure if he could, should go back, get a couple of steps, and ends up getting thrown out when the ball falls there.
Yeah, those are tough plays sometimes. You don't really know what to do sometimes. But hopefully he learns from it, and next time he can figure it out and be quicker with the reaction.
And Creighton steps in, and he takes one off the outside corner for ball one. You probably forgot Coach Swanson was here, huh?
I knew he was here, but I haven't seen him, actually.
He's in the dugout.
Oh, I'll go say hi to him.
Yeah, yeah. Creighton takes one for the second ball. Talking about Tyler Swanson, one of the Bay College assistants helping out with Gladstone since moving over here professionally. The pitch in the dirt, 3-0.
Yeah, Coach Swanson, really helpful along these years. My first 2 years I played shortstop, and he was always there helping me a lot. And thanks, Pankow, I could finish it playing shortstop too. Make a couple nice plays, huh?
Yeah, no, it was the Hector of old there. Good. Creighton takes a walk. As that one misses down in the dirt. I'll have you know I'd already decided that you were playing a shortstop the night before. It's not because you asked me that day. Austin Pepin is going to be the pinch hitter here. He's going to hit for Frossard. Runners on first and second and one out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I should ask you because there is many sophomores that should play too, and I've had plenty of games to play, but I had to try it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we had we had some guys that deserve that one last opportunity. A couple more, too, but Xavier Whittle kind of ruined our plans there by pitching so well.
Yeah. You want to hear something funny? I didn't even know it was a no-no when I made that play in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I saved it. I didn't know it was so close.
1-0 on Pepin as he took one outside. The second one is in the dirt in the left handed hitter batter's box. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know it was a no-hitter until just before that play, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I realized that after he gave up that home run. I was like, oh, no way. That's the first hit they hit.
the pitch in the dirt. 3-0. It's been seven straight balls off the hand of Posh right now for Menominee. Yeah, it was a fun way to end the season. Xavier Whittle, the young man from Ontario, took the ball in the last game for us and had a no-hit shutout going into the seventh until it was ruined by a hitter from Minnesota Postgrad. Got a hold of a pitch and hit it out. So not only did he lose the no-hitter, he lost the shutout.
On everything at the same time.
Yeah.
But we didn't lose the game, so that's what matters.
It was a fun ending to the season. Rex Kelly's going to be the pinch hitter here, as the catcher, Bartowski, goes out to have a conversation with Posh after eight straight balls. Rex digs in from the right side. Bases loaded. Takes one well outside. And Posh seems to have completely lost his control right now. The windup and the pitch. This one misses outside as well, 2-0. Posh looks like he slid over on the rubber for this one, maybe trying to adjust a little bit. We'll see if it helps. Hangs a breaking ball that stays up and out of the zone, so it's 3-0. He had more of the plate with that one, just a little too high. Posh's pitch misses for ball four. It'll be a RBI for Kelly as he takes the bases loaded walk. And that'll bring out a mound visit.
Brings up number 16, John Soderman.
And we'll see if that's a pitching change there, as it looks like, as I said, Posh has completely lost his control. And coach does take the ball from him, hands it over to the third baseman, and we're going to take a break here. We'll take 60 seconds, come back, and reset. You're listening to Braves Baseball on 93.5 and AM 600 News Talk Radio.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Contact Gerso Insurance in Escanaba and Powers. Call 906-789-0900. That's 906-789-0900.
Coke Zero Sugar tastes so good, people will take a taste any way they can. You never know when you're back, ever. Take a taste and see.
So it looks like Eli Beal will be the new pitcher. Oh, I might have the wrong one. 27 is Garrett Carlson. I thought it was a 21. So Carlson will come over from third. So he finishes his warm-ups here, and he'll pitch to Johnny Soderman with the bases loaded and one out.
27, Garrett Carlson.
Trying to find the earned run situation here. We're going to give him one in the first inning. And now Carlson has to take, I think they're going to have him take the white sleeves off. So we will have a little bit of delay. While we do that, we do have some pitching lines on a couple of guys. Buck started the game. He went two-thirds of an inning. He struck out nobody, had three walks, four hits, nine runs, one earned. Posh leaves the game. I filled out the book, but I wasn't thinking. He's got three guys on, so we can't close the book yet on him. We can go to the Gladstone side. DeTeej went 1 2/3. He had one strikeout and all zeros across the board, so good outing for him. Hector, you got some fans listening back home, huh?
Yeah, I told them. I told the ones that understand what I'm saying right now. It's kind of hard, but yeah.
Anybody you want to shout out that might be listening?
Well, shout out to my family back home. Shout out to David. Shout out to Camila. My cousin's listening to me.
Soderman takes a ball off the plate there. And the windup in the pitch. Carlson finds the corner with that one. And strike one. Thankfully, finds his own. We had, would we have 12 straight balls there?
Yeah, that's really rough for the pitchers.
Yeah, Posh just hit a wall there and couldn't find the zone anymore. Breaking ball catches the outside corner, one and two. So Soderman, chance to pad the stats a little bit here with the bases loaded if he can get a base hit, get a couple of RBIs. And he takes a ball up and out, two and two the count.
He's not chasing any bad pitches. He seems really looking for that one pitch that he wants to drive.
Yeah, good approach so far, I agree. Two and two the count. The pitch misses well up and out, or up and in, I should say. Loads up the count. One away, base is loaded. The pitch taken for ball four, so he'll only get one RBI. But that walk brings Creighton around. And it brings us back to the top of the order, Tyler Domergray. We'll get his chance with the bases loaded and one away. Still in the bottom of the third inning, 12-0 to score. As it's been a sloppy game on the Menominee side. Carlson's first pitch, a fastball, misses up in the zone. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit on a line in the left field. That's going to fall right in front of the left fielder. He fields it cleanly, gets it in quickly. And everybody's only going to be able to advance one station there. So it'll be an RBI single for Domergray. I guess that's the other aspect of the playing when you're down like this, Hector, that we didn't talk about. How hard is it to kind of keep your teammates in and kind of encourage him to get us through this inning?
It's really hard. Usually, when I play the most games, like a short, you got to really talk and you got to really try to hype them up because it's really hard on everybody. It's really hard because sometimes there is nothing you can do. Sometimes the pitchers kind of find the strike zone, and that's okay. But, yeah, you really have to try to keep everyone on the game. If not, then you're going to get a ball right to you, and you're going to be sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a chance to get an out, and you're sleeping and prolong things and make it worse, right? 1-1 the count on Allwarden. This one looked like it was a breaking ball. Maybe it was a fastball. It looked like it came out of his hand a little bit early and misses up and in. 2-1 the count. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. Nice curveball there. With a 2-1 count. And it evens it up at 2-2. That's kind of a gutsy call there. Hasn't thrown a whole lot of strikes. And then he flips that breaking ball over. 2-2 pitch, misses off the plate, count is full.
Yeah, it was a really good call for the pitcher to throw that pitch right there. No one was expecting that.
It's nice when you have the confidence to throw that for a strike, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pitch up and in, and no, they're going to call it a strike. Late call there by the home plate umpire, and Allwarden is called out on strikes looking.
Allwarden strikes out for the second out. Now batting number 3, Braden Sundquist.
Yeah, really good location on that pitch. It was really hard to see.
Braden Sundquist, the batter. His fourth plate appearance. He has a hit. He walked, so he scored once. And he flew out to center. And he's up in the count 1-0 right now. The pitch, taken for a strike off the outside corner. This might be one where, as the umpire, the strike zone gets just a little bit bigger. Yeah. Trying to move this game along.
Sometimes he has to. Pitcher is trying to stay away with the hitter.
Swung on and dribbled down the left field line. That's going to stay fair. It stayed right on that base path. No play to be made on Sundquist. So the swinging bunt is going to go down for an RBI single there.
Now batting, number six.
It was a good call for the pitcher. That's bad luck. The ball went straight right to the line and it stood fair, and Terry Bateson couldn't do anything about that.
Yeah, weak contact is what you want. Young's first pitch swinging a fly ball into center. Oh, it's not even in the center. It's going to fall right behind second. The second baseman and shortstop coming together and just couldn't grab it. Tough play there by Melky, but it falls. It wasn't hit very hard. It just kind of fell in there. And it's another RBI single for the Braves. Five runs in the inning. And Thorbon will get his second opportunity of the day. He pinch hit earlier in this inning. Hit into a fielder's choice. That little flare that the first baseman couldn't catch. You know, almost got away with a base hit. He's going to bloop one to the right side again, but that's going to get well followed. The count is 1-1. So 15-0 the score right now. The pitch well off the plate. It's going to get back to the backstop. But the Braves are choosing not to take the base. So it's a 2-1 count.
The Braves hitters really having good ABs today. They're really putting the bat on the ball. That's what you want to see.
2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Just as you say that, he chases one off the plate.
It happens. I don't blame him. With bases loaded, you always want to do something big, you know. It's part of the DNA of a baseball player.
2-2 the count. That one well off the plate. He holds up on that one, and it's full count, two outs. Runner should be in motion now. The pitcher out of the wind. Carlson misses well outside, and it's going to be another bases loaded walk.
Thorbon with a walk, bringing home Darnberry.
Yeah, errors and walks today really affected the Menominee performance. Down by a lot of runs right now, and not looking anywhere close to figure it out.
Aiden Creighton will step in from the left side. And he takes one up in the zone. 1-0 the count, just getting ahead right now. It's been a challenge for the Menominee pitchers. Carlson flips one of those curveballs up there. That one misses as well. It's 2-0. The pitch, that one well inside, almost hit Creighton, and it's 3-0. Carlson struggling to find it, just like Posh did. And all that's contributed to the six-run inning. We really haven't had any errors, as that's going to be ball four.
Yeah, they were more on like the first inning, right?
Yeah, the first inning was a mess. There was five errors recorded in that first inning. Since then, Menominee has not recorded a physical error anyways. Maybe a few plays that could have been made. But yeah, the walks are piling up in this inning, that's for sure. Let's see. 1-2-3 on Posh before he left. Carlson came in and walked the next batter. Gave up a couple of hits, had a strikeout in there. But he has three walks as well. There's a slow roller out to short, fielded cleanly, thrown across the field. And that's how that inning will end.
After three complete innings of play, it is now last on 17.
Yeah, nice play made by the shortstop. to first baseman, 6-3.
They end up with 2, 4, 6, 7 runs in that inning off of 1, 2, 3 hits, and they leave 3 on. So after 4 complete, we go to the, or excuse me, after 3 complete, we go to the 4th. The score is Gladstone 17, Menominee 0. We'll take 90 seconds here listening to Braves Baseball 93.5 and AM 600 News Talk Radio.
Hi, I am Samantha Kleikamp.
And I am Tom Bell. We are the UP Family Real Estate Team at Coel Banker Schmidt Realtors. We're proud supporters of our local sports.